sitting with your back upright in your most beautiful and noble posture. Your sit bones or your tailbone making contact with the surface of the floor or the cushion or the chair or the bed. And allowing the sensation of that surface to really settle into the body, noticing what does it feel like. Allowing the spine to lift up out the pelvic bowl in its natural curvature toward the skies. The head sits very gently on top of the spine, not too forward, not too backward. And the eyes can be closed or half-masked to rest and diminish the distractions from outside. I'll invite anyone who may still not be on mute to mute yourself. Allow the arms to rest gently on the thighs. The shoulders maybe shrug up and bring down, just relax that a bit. And the feet can be planted firmly on the earth, touching the earth and recognizing the support of this earth. Or if it's folded, it can be resting, maybe the side of the feet and the side of the leg resting on the floor, also being supported. I'll invite three sounds of the bell. Body, speech, and mind is one. I send my heart with the sound of this bell. May all those who hear it awaken from forgetfulness and transcend this path of pain and suffering. Our meditation for this first 15 minutes will be offering energy of loving kindness and compassion for fear. For this energy of fear that inhabits us, all of us, sometimes much fear, sometimes a little fear. Before we started the meditation, I wanted to read a paragraph from Howard Thurman. On fear, the different kinds of fear. Fear is one of the persistent hounds of hell that dog the footsteps of the poor, the dispossessed, the disinherited. There is nothing new or recent about fear. It is doubtless as old as the life of man on the planet. Fears are of many kinds: fear of objects, fear of people, fear of the future, fear of nature, fear of the unknown, fear of old age, fear of disease, and fear of life itself. Then there is fear which has to do with aspects of experience and detailed states of mind. Our homes, institutions, prisons, churches are crowded with people who are hounded by day and harrowed by night because of some fear that lurks ready to spring into action as soon as one is alone, or as soon as the lights go out, or as soon as one's social defenses are temporarily removed. The ever-present fear that besets the vast poor, the economically and socially insecure, is a fear of still a different breed. It is a climate closing in. It is like the fog in San Francisco or in London. It is nowhere in particular, yet everywhere. It is a mood which one carries around with himself, distilled from the acrid conflict with which his days are surrounded. It has its roots deep in the heart of the relations between the weak and the strong, between the controllers of environment and those who are controlled by it. This is Howard Thurman, scholar, theologian, civil rights activist, an author, and a great African-American ancestor. And so what he just offered us was this, not a comprehensive, and yet a great, wonderful example of all the ways that we all hold fear in our bodies and in our minds. Old fear, present fear, and fear of the future. And some of the fears we can connect with of others and some we can't. So this meditation will allow us to send loving energy, presence for fear, to take care of fear. First, we bring our mind's awareness to our fear, our body, this very body that we inhabit, this mind. May the fear that resides in us be taken care of with our non-fear. May the conditions that support love, openness, flexibility, patience, peace, power, our presence, may these conditions exist to embrace and lullaby our fear. May our non-fear harmonize with our fear. May this reconnection between our fears and our non-fears bring us to a place where we can remain aware and reconcile our fear as it rises and decreases, and continuously raise the vibration of all ourselves. Now we bring our awareness to our location within the homes we may be in, the workplaces we may be in the house, in the street that we're living or staying on, in the neighborhood or the community. And for all the fear that exists in this area, this geography near us, all the different kinds of fears that we may be familiar with or not, we send our loving energy, our compassion, to take care of this fear. We send our kindness and our energy with a heart that's open, that supports the conditions for non-fear to arise in these areas where fear lives. May all the conditions that support love and openness, non-judgment, flexibility, patience, peace, power, presence, may all these conditions and all these states of heart and mind exist to lullaby, embrace, and without judgment, take care of our fear. And the fear of all who exist in this community, in this house, down this street, may their non-fear harmonize with their fear. And may this reconnection between their fear and non-fear bring them to a place where they can remain aware and reconcile fears, new fears as they arise and they decrease, continuously raising the vibration of their cells. And now we bring into our mind's eyes and our hearts the city and the state in which we are living now. And the country that we're living in. We recognize the fear that exists in these places. Fears that we might connect with, fears that we may not, we don't understand. With our hearts open and kindness, we offer our compassion to take care of the fear in our city, in our state, in this country, that the conditions may manifest in these areas to support with love in all these individuals in these areas, with openness, with flexibility and patience, with peace and power, with courage, with curiosity and presence. May these conditions exist to embrace and lullaby away the fears in the people in these places. May their non-fear harmonize their fear. May this reconnection between their fear and non-fear bring them to a place where they can remain aware and continuously reconcile new fears that the vibration of their cells can continuously increase. And now we bring our awareness, our mind's eye and attention, our gaze, and our heart opening to the people living in and working in North America, in Greenland, in South America, Central America, and the Caribbean islands. All the bodies and minds that are housing fear, fear that we may connect with, fears that we don't know. With an open heart and a mind of love, we ask that the conditions that support loving presence, openness and flexibility, patience and peace, power, courage, and curiosity, may all the conditions support the rising up of these emotions and these states of mind and heart to embrace and with no judgment take care of and lullaby the fear that exists in the bodies and the minds of people in these regions. May their non-fear that's present all the time harmonize with their fear. May this reconnection between fear lingering in the cells, rising up, present, with non-fear that's also there, ever present. May this reconnection bring them all to a place where they can remain aware and reconcile as new fears rise and decrease, continuously raising all their cells to a higher vibration. And we bring our mind's eye and our open-heartedness to all the countries in the world, in Europe, the Middle East, Asia, Southeast Asia, Africa, Australia, Oceania, all the many islands, to all the people inhabiting these spaces. We may have fear that we can connect with, and fear we may not know. And from this open-heartedness, we send our loving energy to bring and raise up the conditions in these places, in the bodies and minds of people inhabiting these spaces, conditions that support love, open-heartedness, flexibility and patience, peace and power, non-judgmental awareness, courage and curiosity, that these conditions may continuously manifest right there alongside with fear, to embrace and lullaby fear away. May their non-fear, all these emotions and states of mind and heart of non-fear, harmonize with fear. And may this reconnection between their fear and their non-fear bring them to places where they can remain aware and reconcile new fears as they rise and decrease, continuously raising the vibration of their selves. And lastly, we bring our mind's eye, our open-heartedness, to all the beings, all the species, north and south, east and west, above and below, those born and yet to be born, to the rivers and the streams, to the oceans and the mountains, to the plant life, the animal and the mineral life, to innate and innate objects. May all the conditions manifest to support non-fear in them, that love and openness and flexibility, patience, courage, curiosity, and presence. May these conditions manifest in all these areas, that fear may not have a negative impact on our streams and our mountains, our plants, animal and mineral life. And may this reconnection with our fear inside this very body and mind be so powerful that it can generate the kindness and the love to continuously cause the conditions to manifest in all these areas that similarly can take care of fear with open-heartedness and love and patience, equanimity, courage, non-judgment. So I'd like to invite you, dear Sangha, to maybe slowly stand up, and we can just